Right, how are we?
With KC.
Summertime. Oh, your mic's not on. Hello.
Oh, I thought
you were going to join me in a little. And living is easy.
I know, lads.
There's even midges knocking around as well, lads, you know?
Like, this is what it would be like for us if we lived in a warm country
every day.
Time.
We'd get sick of it. We'd be like, oh, I wish we'd a bit of that Irish rain.
I think so. Yeah, well, it is nice. The rain is nice.
Somebody once said to me, you only see a certain amount of sunrises and sunsets in life. And that kind of gave me an existential crisis, an internal existential crisis going, oh, I've got about, I don't know, maybe 100 of these left.
God, that's true.
So maybe that's why I stop and take photos of everything every morning.
I think you should stop and take photos. Life is about those little moments.
The one I got this morning, though.
Yeah? Stunning.
It's on my Facebook page.
Okay, I'll have to have a look.
So it's on KC Show Cork on Facebook or on my Instagram, at KC Show Cork. And it's just, I'm very happy with it. Again, nothing to do with me. I just pressed a button. The camera's handy.
No, you're good at taking those sunsets.
Let me have a look. It's just a lovely kind of harbour wash of colours.
Yeah. You see, you live in a beautiful spot as well.
Yeah, these mornings are pretty incredible. So, anyone got any nice photographs for me? WhatsApp 0868104106. Send me in a picture of your feet if you want. I mean, like whatever you have handy.
Nah, don't.
Picture of your cat.
Picture of your cat is all right, but not your feet.
Vic has a feet thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Wow. Like, did you put colours on that? Be honest.
No, that was honest to God. That was this morning. The phone captured it as is.
The colours are just stunning, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, listen, thanks a million.
You're quite talented.
I'll take all the credit for nature.
You could do a side hustle as a little photographer.
Do you know what I was talking to yesterday? He said to say hello, Darrow Breen.
Oh, hello, Darrow. He's a lovely fella.
Lovely lad.
Yeah.
He's coming back to the Marquee, actually, to do, I think it's his fifth show.
It probably is at this stage, yeah.
That he's going to be doing in the Marquee. So we had a little chat yesterday. I'll bring you that tomorrow on the show. But I reminded him of his greatest moment associated with Cork.
Okay.
Which he had totally forgot about. It was like he totally forgot that this had happened. I played on this little clip that I always have on standby.
That's not the weirdest answer. I was in Cork in the south of Ireland. Good to have you here, lads. I wouldn't cheer. You don't come out of this one well, right, sir? Part of the world, but there's one woman misrepresented you hideously last night. I said, anyone Jewish here? So he goes, I'm Jewish. I said, are you Jewish? She goes, I am. I said, and what year is it now in the Jewish calendar? And she goes, I wasn't expecting questions, to be honest. And then turned to her presumably Gentile friend and had a bit of a natter, and then came back with the single finest answer I have ever heard from a member of an audience, where without any shame at all, she just went, yeah, it's the Jewish year of the rat.
And that happened in the comedy club in Coburg Street.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's classic.
That's where that absolute stone cold classic
came
from.
I wonder if that woman has heard that clip and just cringes every time she hears it and goes, that was me.
I wonder if
that
she was out me, there. Can we find Jewish Year of the Rat woman? Are you out there?
The rat. That's very funny. That's very funny.
Yeah, so he'll be doing his thing in the Marquee.
Oh, he's great.
And you're going to love his new show because the last show he did at the Marquee, which is maybe about 2 years ago, I think, he was finding his birth mum.
Yeah, that's
and he
right.
found her after, like, he's Dara's adopted, just like yourself.
Yeah.
And he found his birth mum and met up with her for the very first time, a little bit like you meeting your mum.
Yeah.
And this is the second part. Where he's now looking for his dad.
Okay.
So he's trying to. So he's worked that into a massive part of the show. It's called Recreation. It's Recreation. Recreation. He's a little dot in the middle of it. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 6:27 in the morning. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast, and thank you for doing so, Victoria. We have white smoke.
Oh, do we?
Coming out of the factory in Gilead in Carrigtool.
Oh, not the conclave then.
Kieran, thank you very much. He just sent me a photograph. He said, lads, white smoke, new pope.
I like it.
Gilead? What do Gilead do?
I'm guessing pharmaceutical or manufacturing.
It'd be amazing if they made stuff for your mother. and they had a jingle. Gillade, the best for your old age. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. You've got... Oh, hello, Vic. How are you? You've somebody salivating on WhatsApp there.
Morning, Vic. I said you were killing me talking about the tablet. I'm a county cocktail, born in Scotland, Irish parents, and tablet is one of the biggest things I miss about living in Scotland.
Is she saying tablet?
Tablet, that's what it's called, yeah. This is what... I made it at home yesterday with my two boys.
Right.
And it's like it's like a crunchy fudge. That's the only way I can kind of describe it. It's kind of brittle, but it tastes like fudge. But it's the real, it's the Scottish tradition.
Do you want to tell everybody what you did in the airport the other day? Hold on, do I need kind of tense music? Do I need kind of serious end of the world type music? Let me see if I can find something here.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh my God.
It wasn't my fault, Casey.
It was your fault.
It wasn't my fault. So I went to this really, it's a beautiful fudge shop. I'm giving them a nice bit of free advertising.
Better
now.
Music here, hold on.
In Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And it's called the... What's with the creepy music?
That's a bit
I'm
too
about
creepy.
Fudge.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah.
No, Penny it doesn't Hill. Work.
No.
Here we go. Now, that's too quizzy.
Yeah.
X-Files doesn't work either,
no.
Does it?
No, anyway.
We'll go back to that one, sorry.
Yeah. So, this is creepy.
Go on.
Okay. I went to this place called the Fudge House. It's on the Royal Mile in Edinburgh. This is for Jess. Jess is going to know what I'm talking about here now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been making fudge since 1942. And when you go in, they've got all these slabs of fudge. So you pick which flavours you want and they pack them really tightly in a square box.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my fudge, left the shop, and I kept it sealed because I thought to myself, if it's going to go through security, it needs to be sealed. I can't have it open in any way, shape or form. So
okay.
In my bags went through the old, you know, photographic machine, X-ray machine.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next thing anyway, they pushed my bags over to one side and put them down a totally different road.
Like, what have I put in there?
And I was like... Oh, I just couldn't think what it would be. And it didn't even dawn on me that it could have been the fudge. So anyway, here they are scanning my bag. And she reaches into my bag and she pulls out the fudge in a bag. And she goes, would you like to explain... I can't do the Scottish accent.
Would you like to explain this, Lassie?
Yeah, because this is being identified on the machine as an explosive. So I just said, it's actually fudge.
There's been a murder.
I said, it's actually fudge. And there was a fella standing next to her who was another kind of security fella, and he goes, aye, tablet? And I went, yeah. And he goes, we should have known. We should have known. He said, because that's the machine identifies it as an explosive because it's fudge tightly packed.
Yeah, I know. Edinburgh Airport. Oh, this is the headline for the newspapers. Edinburgh Airport shut down because of Vic's fudge packing.
Oh my God.
Red FM's cash machine.
Ah, yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, listen, I was mortified. It's a horrible feeling, though, isn't it?
It is.
When you just
see
your bags going off in a different direction, you're like,
and then there's a scurry of staff around those bags.
That's what happened to me. They thought I was going to blow up the plane, lads.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just fudge. Tablet, sorry, Scottish tablet, to be precise. So we made some. I'm going to bring some in for you to try tomorrow.
Explosive fudge.
He's not going to eat
from
it.
Edinburgh.
He's looking at me like as if I would eat anything that you had made with your hands.
No, not at all.
You are.
That
was a judgment stare.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. It was so hard that it penetrated through the glass of my studio.
Again, I just referenced the thing about the old woman in the UK who sent a cake. Dixon, I just...
This is the cyanide cake again, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're friends, Casey. I'm not going to try and kill you.
Yeah, right. This show will be mine.
Yeah.
Right, if you want to win a load of money, it's €103,000. It's going to go on Friday on another massive cash machine. Carl won 251 grand last Friday, so he's sorted. He's happy.
Yeah.
It's time for you now to pick up a cheque for €103,000. So if you want to play, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. It will cost €2.50 plus your standard message rate. To enter this game, you must answer your phone within 5 rings. And please set an alarm to be listening to Kira on Friday between 3 and 4. That is when we make this next big phone call. So after the biggest cash prize, it's another massive jackpot, €103,000.
as the sport would simply suits.
Oh, big night tonight. So Champions League action. Paris Saint-Germain versus Arsenal. Leg two away for Arsenal. That is going to be tricky.
If it's half as good as it was last night, I'll be a happy man.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to let Declan Rice pop into incredible free kicks like that again.
What a man does those free kicks. But yeah, it's going to be tight. But yeah, I think Arsenal might get it done. You never know.
Okay, it's 8:32 in the morning. A couple of weeks ago, Kelly Murphy, Vic Nick, I was invited along to the Cork Simon Ball. Okay, and it was happening out in Fota, just to give a hand with the auction part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have these Cork Simon Balls every year. They always sell out. Loads of people turn up. And they make a load of money for Cork Simon here in Cork. So it came to the auction. I think I was telling you this a few weeks ago, what happened. We had 10 different things that we needed to get rid of. One of the lads whispered to me, going, "This is going to go nuclear now. Be prepared." And I've never done an auction before.
Right.
So what you're doing is, you're holding the mic, you're in front of a room of about 300-400 people, and you're screaming at people, "Give me money!" Basically, for 10 minutes.
Did you do that thing where you speak really fast?
I did the five and a half, and I'll give it five.
Did you have a wooden hammer?
No, I didn't. Aww. I had it. I know. It was one thing.
You should have brought one.
I should have had a little sold, but I used my fist instead.
Okay.
So it came to auctioning two tickets for the semi-final of the ladies' Wimbledon semi-final with a VIP package, okay?
Cool.
Okay, so you're in the crowd right now. What am I starting the bidding at?
500 quid.
500 quid. Yeah, I think that's pretty doable. In my head, I'll probably get a grand for these.
Yeah.
You know? We start the bidding at 500 quid, hands all over the place. Let's go to, let's take it to 1,000 euro, hands all over the place. Let's go to 5,000 euro.
What?
Hands all over the place. Will anybody give me 7 grand? 7 grand. Multiple. Can I get 8? Can I get... at this point, I'm going, there's no way. 10,000 euro, two tickets, semi-final of the Wimbledon... Ladies Wimbledon semi-final.
Wow. How much are they to buy them normally?
I don't know, maybe 400 or 500 quid.
I would
say so. And you get a bag of strawberries as well. Anyway, so this is going on and on. I'm now at 13,000 euro.
Your heart must have been pounding.
It's still the bids. There's now we're down to about 4 or 5 tables at this point. 15,000 euro. Remember, all of this money was going to Cork Simon, so this is what was so lovely about it. We pushed it on for another 5 minutes. I got to 18,500 euros for two tickets for the Wimbledon ladies semi-final.
You did not.
We gave it one more push. One more massive push. Can I have 19 grand? I got two hands, two tables bidding. We went for 19.5. Things started to cool off at about 19.5, and then we pushed it to 20. 20,000 euro for two tickets.
That's incredible.
And the hammer went down, I think, at about 21. 21 grand. Which was absolutely incredible.
Wow.
So the lads have just sent me the amount of money that was raised on that night at Fota. The total that was raised is a record-breaking 243,000 euro for Cork Simon. Which is...
That's unbelievable.
Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. Now, there's a massive team of people. John Burchill and all the crew up at... oh, my God. There's too many of you to mention, but you know who you are. You have a whole committee. You have a whole team. Everyone in the Hayfield Manor that was all part of putting a crew together. But that all of that money will go back into Cork Simon and help with the horrific homelessness situation across the city. But that's a record amount of money, 243,000.
Wow.
And do you know who dropped those 21 grand on the tickets?
Who?
He's on air in 20 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my brother.
He actually gave me 20 grand per ticket, which is, but he wanted to keep that quiet. Thanks, Neil.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Billy Eilish, Birds of a Feather, 7:10 is the time. You're waking up to Red FM. And thank you for doing so on another beautiful stunner of a morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Let's see what's going on in the world. We've got 10 days to go until Eurovision Song Contest is happening. This is in Switzerland. You got 59 days until Oasis are back together. And there's only 239 days left of this year.
Okay.
Once this month is done, it's Christmas, lads. I'm telling you, it's over. It's gone. Summer, like the summer months just fly.
They do, yeah.
The summer is the fastest time of the year because the months, I don't know what happens, especially when the kids are off and you're up to your eyes trying to keep them entertained. Today is Global Travel Advisor Day. I have no idea what that means, but if you're a travel advisor, today's your day.
There you
have
go.
A good one. You celebrate with Eagle Eye Cherry if it's your birthday today. He's 57.
Oh, Eagle Eye Cherry.
Brother of Nina Cherry.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
You also celebrate with Mr. Beast. The YouTuber is 27. Made himself a self-made billionaire from making YouTube videos on his phone. What did you drop?
Nothing.
You dropped chocolate, didn't you?
No.
You did?
I didn't drop a chocolate.
It was makeup.
It was.
Yeah. I know that clunk. The old foundation has hit
I've only done one cheek now.
The foundation has hit the foundation. And you celebrate with Tommy Fury, who's 26 today. What else has gone on in the world? Oh, by the way, Christy Moore, happy 80th birthday to you.
Aww.
Thanks very much.
Is he 80?
I won't be doing much now, sitting at home eating a cake. Looking at my own reflection in the lake. With my best friend Jake. Oh, it's my birthday. Happy birthday, Christy, a legend. He's back in the marquee. Actually, why don't they just change the names of...
Of the marquee?
Live at the marquee.
Oh, very good.
He's there every year.
I know he is. He loves it.
He never misses it.
Yeah, he loves it.
This is absolutely heartbreaking. I couldn't believe I read this yesterday. A growing number of Americans are now paying for their groceries through finance. So the likes of the local Super Values, Tesco's, Dunn's, Lidl, Aldi, are now offering you buy now, pay later grocery options. You can now finance, and there's a little percentage rate on the. So you they're now financing groceries over in America,
my lads,
for people who can't afford them week to week basis.
They're financing their groceries.
Yeah, the figures are the latest indicator that some consumers are cracking under the pressure of an uncertain economy and the cost of living crisis. Places like Walmart are now offering you a chance to buy your month's groceries ahead and pay at the end of the month.
That is craziness.
It's unbelievable. A French farmer has discovered a gold mine on his land worth $4 billion.
Oh my.
He found a nugget of gold. It can only be described as a schlitter of gold. And then he realised that on his land in France...
That he owns,
that is his, he was sitting on a gold mine worth over $4 billion. I don't know why he did it, but he alerted the authorities and they've taken his land off him. Yeah, under French law. And I think it's probably the same for anywhere. If you discover rare minerals and whatnot on your land, that land is now property of the government. And they took the land off him. I hope he filled his jocks up with gold before he rang them.
Do you think he did?
Oh, he would come here.
I mean, what would... Like, the first thing you would do is... You probably would panic, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I think I'd shut up and say nothing.
I know you would.
I think the gold teeth and the gold eyebrows would give it away. Your man looks different these days, doesn't he? Hello, lover. Been carried around in a gold chair. I think that'd give it away, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah,
wow,
so anyway.
What a discovery.
Yeah, they took the land back off him. I love this story as well. Do you know over in Finland, if you're caught speeding, if you get a speeding fine, they hit you with a fine based on your earnings.
Oh.
So currently, over in Finland, there is a fella, a multimillionaire, who got a speeding fine. And they hit him with a fine for €129,000.
Oh my God. Well, he can afford it, you see.
This is the thing. So people that are on average salaries are just, you know, working part time. They get less of a fine. It could be down to like £20.
What do you think about that?
I think scaling fines is actually...
I think it's actually a good idea.
I think it's fair. I also don't understand. If you're caught doing like 130 on the M8 Dublin Road, you get a fine for what? £120 and penalty points?
It's about that now, yeah.
But if you're also doing 190, you pretty much get the same fine, don't you?
Yeah, so you think they should increase the points?
The fines should be...
Reflect the speed. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense,
Wouldn't that slow everybody down?
Yeah. You know what we should be doing?
What's that?
We should be working in the guards.
We should be in bed, asleep, like normal people. 7:15 in the morning. You're waking up to Red FM. Thank you for being there. We've got something nice for you next. And I know she'll be the death of me. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Now, I want to go back to this because we did so many food puns the last time that we... We didn't get to them all. But you're usually on the ball on the pun day game when it comes to celebrities. And let's do more celebrities and food, okay? Mm-hmm. That is your challenge this morning. beautiful assistant.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I was talking to Rory.
Oh, sorry. sorry, Ro.
We have... sorry, Vic. We have exclusive travel mugs to give away.
We do.
For your food cleverness. Some of the recent classics, like Cuba Pudding Jr. was Rory's one from last week. Optimus Prime Rib. I'm loving that one. Is Optimus Prime a celebrity, though, I suppose?
Optimus Prime, of course.
I love it.
Shakira Masu was one of my personal favourites. I love that one. Shakira Masu. Paris Stilton.
Oh, yes.
0868104106. There's a lot of bread puns as well you can get involved in. How about Mr. Toast Malone, everybody? Vladimir Gluten. Mr. Yeast, the YouTuber. Come on, hit me with your best. 0868104106.
Neil Prendeviled Eggs.
Sorry?
Deviled Eggs. Neil Prendeviled Eggs.
Deviled Eggs?
Yeah.
The hell are deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs.
Explain.
Deviled eggs.
They're just eggs that have been deviled.
They're pickled, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Pickled eggs.
It's like a boiled egg that's been pickled,
Prendeviled
eggs. I don't know. I had to question that one now.
I think it's valid.
Okay. All right. I'll throw it in there. Elon Crust has just popped in. Fantastic.
Luke Perry Perry Chicken.
Genius. Bread Sheeran, the old classic.
Yeah. Jam Bon Jovi.
Jam Bon Jovi is... That's the winner so far.
Who is it? It's Jer. Well Going done, Jer.
Breddy Mercury. Can we accept that one?
Yeah, I'm a loner.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has just sent in, let's see, Robert Brownie Jr. What is a brownie best served with?
Yum.
Heated with a dollop
ice
of ice cream. Yeah, chocolate bar. Danny DeVito. Are we clutching at straws here, lads? Are we? Yeah, I think so. 0868104106. Give me your food puns, please. So you mean to tell me Victoria Nichols, she's a pop quiz virgin?
She is, yeah.
Never on the radio before. Morning, Karen. Pop quiz virgin. Better play this.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Anyway, pop quiz virgin Karen, good morning. Welcome. How are you? Lovely to meet you.
I'm great. Great to talk to you. I'm good.
Okay, so when you're listening to the pop quiz normally, what are you doing? What's your average score, Karen?
I'd say about... we'll say 7 and 8.
Seven and eight. That's a sweet spot, yeah.
7 and 8.
All you need
it's
is
not too bad. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Two more to turn up now in your favour, and we're going to write you a cheque for €1,000. Let's go. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Karen, Tom Cruise is a member of what religion?
Scientology.
Which Marty is a GAA commentator for RTE?
Marty Marcy.
What does the K in KFC stand for?
Kentucky.
Question number 4. Which Peter recently retired from rugby?
Oh, Peter Manley. Blessing.
Question 5. I love him. Who is Rihanna's partner?
ASAP Rocky.
Question number 6. In which county is Bunratty Castle? So it's up the road. Up the road. Skip
up
it.
The road.
Go on. Skip a county or two. Yeah. On the left. North of Limerick. Up the banner. Come on, Claire.
That probably isn't.
Just say Claire. Questions. How many days are in May? How many days are in May, Karen? Come on.
31.
What Irish comedian used to host Mock the Week? It's all over. Disaster. Unfortunately, the clock killed your game.
Oh, Karen. You were doing so well. She did so well.
Claire, Karen, I could have drove to your house, put you in a car, drove you to Claire, brought you to Bunratty Castle and brought you back in the time that you had to answer that.
Well, never mind it. I only passed it not so long ago. We were driving up to Knock Airport and we had to pass it.
Yeah. It's on the right hand. It's a lovely place to visit,
by the
way.
You'll never forget it now anyway, Karen.
No, I won't. Definitely.
Karen.
You'll have to ask me again in a couple of weeks.
We'll bring you back. No, you've done it once. You're addicted. You'll be back.
You're no longer a virgin,
yeah,
Karen.
Absolutely, yeah.
No, yay! Yeah.
Quiz cherry popped. All right, have a lovely day. We've got a €50 voucher for you for Easy Living Interiors, and we will talk to you talk to you another time.
Have a great one.
Bye. See you again. Bye. FM Breakfast with KC. Is this it, Vic?
No,
is,
it's not.
Is this it? Is this summer? Remember last year, the same thing. We had a couple of weeks of gorgeous weather.
I was speaking to a fella in Scotland last week, and he said to me, there's a golden rule about summer. Mm-hmm. It's to do with the ash tree and the oak tree.
The ash trees?
Ash tree.
Where's the ash tree?
If the oak tree blooms first, it's going to be a rubbish summer. If the ash tree blooms first, it's going to be a great summer. Guess what's bloomed first this year?
Are we okay?
Yeah.
I trust you on
it's
that
gonna one. It's going to be a scorcher.
All right. Do you believe her? Do you believe her, Michelle?
Hopefully.
We'll wait and see. Kimari Shelley is in Carrigtool with a car full of kids. Are you all off to school or what's the plan, Michelle?
I've just done one school drop. We're heading to Fountains Down now for a little walk and then second school drop.
Oh, wow.
Busy, busy.
How many drop-offs in the morning?
I have two schools at Carrig Lane and then on Tag Marta for the rest of them.
Okay,
the other two.
Very good. If you were running the meter on that car every morning, it'd probably be 100 quid a spin, wouldn't it?
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
On the road, constant.
I know. Yeah, mom's taxi. Yeah. Listen, we played, where was our genie lamping at this morning? What part of Cork?
Mallow.
That's right. You're the second family in Cork to get your your pantomime tickets for Aladdin. And... Because of all the driving, you've got a €100 voucher for Neville Jewelers to go and get something nice for you and you alone, Michelle. All right.
Amazing.
Okay. Thanks for waking up.
Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. That's Michelle Barry down in Carrigaline. She picks up the prize today. Thank you, everybody who went to the trouble of messaging in. We'll do another one of those tomorrow for you. With thanks to Neville Jewelers, sponsors of the 2025 Panto.